From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is seeking a diplomatic solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine, but he said the West cannot close its eyes to Russian tanks and soldiers across the border.
We talked about the largest threat that Ukraine faces today, and that is Russia's continued aggression in the east. Now, there's no other way to call it.
Kerry made the comment after meeting today in Kiev with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Meanwhile, France's President François Hollande says he and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit Ukraine to present what he called a new solution to the conflict based on territorial integrity for Ukraine. The two then will go to Moscow for talks with Russian officials. Cameroon says at least 91 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the Nigerian militants invaded Cameroonian villages on Wednesday. The defense minister tells VOA 6 Cameroonian soldiers and 13 Chadian soldiers were killed fighting the militants in and around the border town of Fotokol. The Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda says one of its top commanders, Harith al-Nadhari, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in the country's south. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said in a statement on Twitter that Nadhari and 3 other militants were killed while traveling in a car in the province of Shabwa. Jordanian warplanes launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets today, that coming a day after the king vowed relentless targeting of the militant group following its gruesome killing of a Jordanian fighter pilot whose plane had gone down in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich on Saturday. They will discuss negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama today praised the Tibetan religious leader, the Dalai Lama, as a man of compassion. Both men attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast today in Washington.
I want to offer a special welcome to a good friend, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, who is a powerful example of what it means to practice compassion.
The two leaders were seated a short distance away from each other and exchanged greetings. The government of Zimbabwe is denying that President Robert Mugabe fell yesterday shortly after returning from a trip to Ethiopia. The Associated Press quotes a government spokesman as saying the president broke his fall. Airport witnesses reported seeing Mr. Mugabe fall as he was stepping down from a platform where he gave a speech. Taiwan authorities are still searching for a number of missing people from the TransAsia Airways plane that crashed into a river in Taipei on Wednesday. Ralph Jennings reports.
Fire rescue crews were diving into the chilly Geelong River in sometimes rainy weather Thursday to find people who were on board the flight to the Taiwan-controlled outlying islets of Jinmen. Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council said Thursday it had found the aircraft's flight recorder and started a formal investigation. The cause of the crash remains a mystery. TransAsia says the aircraft was less than a year old and had a new engine installed in April. The pilot had issued a Mayday distress alert after takeoff and reported engine flameout. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
The German and Greek finance ministers met in Berlin today. They made no progress towards settling the demand from the new Greek government to restructure the country's bailouts. German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble said afterward that he and Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis had agreed to disagree about Greece's call to end strict austerity measures imposed in exchange for nearly $300 billion in loans over the last several years. Varoufakis contradicted Schäuble's comment, telling reporters, "We didn't even agree to disagree." Australian journalist Peter Gresta says he wants to remain a foreign news correspondent even after spending 400 days in an Egyptian jail. The Al Jazeera journalist, who was deported from Egypt earlier this week, smiled broadly as he spoke at a news conference today alongside his parents in his hometown of Brisbane. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up. European markets were up. Asia-Pacific markets closed mixed today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.